Welcome to the Modern Tire Dealer Show. I'm Joy Kupcha. Today, I'm excited to share a conversation with Nick Fox, president of Fox's Point S in Helena and Great Falls, Montana. Nick is a second-generation tire dealer who has big goals and plans for his family's tire dealership. But he's also lucky he's still on the job. After all, he got fired when he was just 12 years old. Are you wondering who fires a 12-year-old? Well, let's get to it. Well, hello, Nick Fox from Fox's Point S. Thanks for joining me on the Modern Tire Dealer Show. How are you doing today?
Joy, I'm better now that I've heard your voice.
Well, flattery will get you everywhere with me today, Nick. So you're on a good start. But thank you for joining me here on the podcast. I appreciate it. I thought it'd be interesting. Maybe I guess just kind of tell us how you got into the tire business. I know you're a second generation tire dealer, but I guess tell us the story of how your dad got you to join him in the business.
Yeah, well, that was a long time ago. The tire business is in my blood. When I was 12 years old, I got my first job working at our Prospect Avenue location in Helena, Montana, just as a maintenance person where I was cleaning things and pulling weeds and doing that type of stuff. And yeah, it was a rude awakening for me having a job because we, at that point in time, had a Taco Bell next door. And I thought you could take as many breaks as you wanted to go get tacos. And shortly later, I found out that that wasn't the truth there. And my dad fired me.
And then, Fox fired you?
He did. He fired me when I was 12 years old. Fortunately, he let me come back the next year, but I learned a valuable lesson of hard work and communication at the same time. So,
oh my goodness. Now, do you still have stores next to a Taco Bell? Do you still sneak out for a taco?
No more Taco Bells next door, although we do have a Taco John's next door to our Great Falls location.
Okay. Well, I did not see that coming. So, boy, Bob Fox is a rough guy here. Who knew? So, well, so did you, I mean, obviously you wouldn't have known at that point, but I guess when did you kind of get that inkling that you're like, you know what? I think I want to be a tire dealer. When did that happen for you?
That was probably while I was in college. For the longest time, I didn't want anything to do with the tire business. I worked there and I liked cars. But growing up, it was interesting because my guidance counselors at that point in time were telling me that I had to go to a four-year university to be successful. And so there's this concept in my mind that I had to do something different than the automotive industry. And I went to college and experienced that world and played soccer and went to all the classes and, you know, everything I came back to had different jobs and everything I came back to is like, well, I just really like being in the tire world a lot more than anything else. It's more fun. It's fast paced and I'm helping people solve problems that actually matter. And so at that point, I asked my dad if I could come back and work and he said yes. And then I started as just a service advisor and eventually became the store manager, then had the opportunity to become his partner. And the rest is history. Helped grow this organization to our four locations that we have now. And every day is exciting.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. So at that point, when you were in school, how many locations did you have? Was that the two locations at that point or?
Correct. We just had two locations at that point in time.
Okay. And your stores, I guess we didn't really start out with a good overview of Fox's Point S. So tell us about where you are and what markets you're in there in Montana.
Well, it's kind of surprising that everybody doesn't know where we're at because I feel like we're that well known. But we have two locations in the state capital of Montana in Helena. And then our other two locations are 90 miles north in Great Falls, Montana.
So would you classify all of that as like western-ish, central-ish Montana?
Yeah, I think that's probably the most accurate way to describe that.
Okay. And do you do both commercial and retail side of the business, or are you kind of tell us about your split?
We are mostly retail. However, our Great Falls locations are probably 10% commercial. That is one of our focuses going on in the future, is to grow our commercial landscape. And we certainly have made a strong push this year to hire the correct people to help us do that. So we're really excited about diving into the commercial side of things a lot deeper here.
Okay. Well, and that leads us to something I was going to ask you, is about, you know, new initiatives or new ways you're looking to grow the business. So you see commercial as an avenue for growth. What is it? I mean, are you looking at like medium truck and fleets? Or are you looking at, is it more of a farm possibility or a mixture of all of that?
It's a mixture of all that, actually. Medium truck, definitely a big player in the commercial side of it. So we're focused on that. You know, we've set up our after-hour service calls, phone numbers, so we have that going for us. But, you know, Montana, there's a lot of farming here. So agriculture is a big part of it as well. And we're gearing up for that season right now because it's right around the corner. With a little help from Mother Nature, we'll be in it before the end of the month here. So that's a big part of growth we're looking at, and got all the pieces in place for that. Another one we're looking at is wholesale. Building that, having a route for a wholesale distribution. You know, with four stores now, we can start to buy deeper and deeper. And so that helps with the independents out there still trying to buy as best they can with one or two stores. So there's an opportunity for us to partner with them and help grow our units at the same time. And those are the two main factors we're looking at for growth right now. Obviously, acquisitions are always a possibility. You just have to make sure they're a good fit for your organization when you do that.
Right. Well, so tell us a little bit about, you know, about the tire market in Montana. Are you, and I don't know how different Helena might be from the Great Falls area, but I mean, what are you seeing, and kind of what do you see happening with your competitors? Do you have a lot of like national name brand competitors that dealers across the country would know, or is it more kind of local regional people that you're competing against?
Yeah, we've seen a fair amount of new locations from Discount Tire in our area, in Helena and Great Falls. They're here now. Les Schwab's been in Helena for several years, but they also just built two new locations in Great Falls the last year with Pomp's acquisition of Wayland Tire. Now we've got Pomp's in our markets. So we're seeing mostly national brands, larger brands that are coming into our markets. Not a lot of independents opening up locations in our markets, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, a couple of those new entrants to your markets you mentioned certainly have a big commercial base nationally. Are you, is that, I guess, scare you a bit on the commercial side, or does that just show you that there's, you know, kind of prove to you that there's an opportunity there to grow that part of the business?
I think anyone would have a little bit of fear, you know, when someone new comes into your market. However, at the end of the day, business is all about people, right? And if you have solid relationships and you treat people correct, they may stray for a little while, but they're going to come back to you because you treat them better. You take care of them. And, you know, we're a commitment-based organization where we take care of people every day. And that's why we're here. And we've been here for 44 years.
So with all of that history with you and, you know, with your dad, what's, if you look at the current market and the, you know, situation that you're facing now, well, what would you say are the, you know, your biggest challenges right now, what, and biggest challenges your business is facing in 2024?
Well, staffing is always an issue. That's probably the largest challenge. And I think that's probably accurate for most independent tire shops, is finding people who want to get dirty and work with their hands. It's usually the mechanics and the tire technicians that are the most difficult positions to fill. The good news for our industry is those wages continue to increase. And it also teaches that person a skill that they can use for the rest of their life in comparison to, you know, flipping burgers at a fast food joint. That's the biggest struggle we have right now.
Mm-hmm.
However, you know, if people are in this industry, they usually know people that are talented and would be a good fit for us. So that's where we've had most of our success, is finding people who people already know and then getting together with them and painting the vision and showing them the opportunities they have in the automotive industry.
Yeah. And have you had success with either raising your own rates or maybe working on the benefits you offer your team in attracting people, but also retaining people for your business? Because obviously not only finding people, but keeping them once you've got them is a big challenge for dealers.
Yeah, absolutely. We have to continue to raise our rates in order to attract the talent we want to hire, provide the benefits that we want to provide. I mean, that's just the name of the game. There's no other way around it, unless, you know, as an owner, you want to be the least expensive employee you have, I guess. But we have, yeah, I mean, our markets, we're, what are we now? We're $145 an hour for our entry level labor rate. But then we also use a labor matrix. So for every hour the job takes, in addition to what's scheduled, or not, that's the wrong way to put it. For every additional hour the job takes, so we'd have a 3% increase in our labor rate. So the longer the job takes, the more expensive the labor becomes.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, you're taking your more talented team and giving them a more difficult job to complete. So really, you should charge more for that because it requires more experience and more expertise in that.
Yeah. And how long have you been doing that in terms of, you know, adding that premium charge? Is that a newer thing that you've been doing, or?
We've had a labor matrix in play for, I would say, 7 or 8 years now.
Okay.
But we do review our labor rate at least every 3 months and always adjust accordingly.
Yeah. Well, that's a great thing. I know that's a business tip we hear from a lot of our regular Modern Tire Dealer columnists. So I'm sure they're applauding you from afar, Nick. So
I thought I heard something.
I'll just let that lie because, you know, we could always say that you're hearing things, but we won't go there. So
yeah, absolutely.
Well, what, you know, I know that you're also part of Point S and you are an enthusiastic ambassador and proponent for Point S, but what, you know, obviously nationally the group is really working to grow and has this goal of having 500 stores, you know, underneath the banner within a total of a five-year timestamp. But how does that growth of Point S help you? And you know, how, I guess I should say, the growth in, you know, states and markets far away from your own, like, how does that help you? And how does that help your business in Montana?
Yeah, obviously the first thing people are going to look to is brand recognition. The more stores you have, the more brand recognition you have. But ultimately, how it helps me is it continues to enhance the programs that Point S offers its dealers. It continues to enhance the purchase price on tires, distribution, marketing rebates. All these things that allow you to become a little bit more profitable with little tweaks, that's what the growth of the group does for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then on a side note, an ancillary benefit, I guess, would be, you know, when we have our annual meetings, or maybe they join our 20 group, you know, then you get to meet some other really smart, motivated people. And you develop a relationship with them, could even turn into a friendship. But when you have all these smart people that are in the same group as you, all going for the same common goal, that's where you really can make progress and learn a lot of things about this business and help you grow as an individual and just help you continue to improve every day.
That's just such a smart answer. I don't know. I don't even have a response to that, Nick. So you have been studying some flashcards very well or something.
Not often I get to stump Joyce.
Just impressive. That's what I'll say. So, well, I guess, you know, just with all of that in mind and with, you know, the own growth initiatives that you're working on, you know, I mean, if you had to look at, obviously, things, so much can change in 5 years. I mean, if we look at where we were in, you know, 5 years ago, we didn't know, you know, that 2020 and a pandemic or anything like that was happening. And not that I want to repeat that, but I mean, just trying to look 5 years down the road, what do you want your business to look like at that point? Do you have a certain sales goal or a number of location goal or maybe how many tires you want to have or how many warehouses you want to have? You mentioned wholesaling. So
are we talking for me individually or for Point S?
For Fox's Point S. Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely. We have our goal written down in stone. My leadership team and I meet every week, and it's the first thing that we read every week in our leadership meeting. So our goal right now is 8 stores by 2028. Producing at least $22 million in sales and having 100 employees with good paying jobs. And that is our goal. So we're pushing towards that and we're well on our way.
Well, that's great. That's great. Well, I'll be excited to keep in touch with you and to write more about it as we go on our way. So
perfect.
Well, Nick, you have always been so gracious to me and with MTD, but I appreciate you adding another notch on the belt today and appearing here on the Modern Tire Dealer Show.
You know, Joy, the pleasure is all mine. I really appreciate you reaching out to me after I've been bothering you for several years to be on your show. So.
Oh, man. People, this is the real Nick Fox here. He's been all serious and straight-laced this whole interview. But just for that, we'll be sharing some photos of Nick with members of his team wearing shirts with his face plastered on them. So, you know, you'll get to see the real Nick.
Oh, I can't wait. It's going to be great.
Thanks to Nick for being on the podcast today. We know listeners love learning from and hearing from other tire dealers in the industry. And at MTD, we love to share your stories. If you have a story to tell, or if you know someone who you think would be a great guest on the Modern Tire Dealer Show, send me an email at jkupcha, that's J-K-O-P-C-H-A, at endeavorb2b.com. Or you can just look me up on LinkedIn. Until then, have a great day.